Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Equipped to March, with WVU Chi Alpha. The hope of this podcast is to equip small groups with sound biblical teachings on God and how to walk with Him, and to equip the small group leader with the tools to lead as God has called them. We pray you are equipped and encouraged by this podcast in order that you can march well for our King on the college campus. Now, please welcome our hosts.
Sweet. So welcome back, everyone, to the sixth episode of our podcast and video, Equipped to March. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's been awesome. Really fun. And you guys are probably watching this at home or over Zoom or something,
maybe
with your family.
Happy Thanksgiving break.
Yeah. So I'm sure we're missing you guys already. anyways, sure. Yeah, back with Charles, our, my co-host, and I'm his co-host. My name's Christopher. Again, if you forgot or never knew.
Could one say that you are the star of the show? No. And I am the host of the show?
Nope. That's not what's happening.
Just wondering.
We're our co-hosters.
These are also co-hosted.
Co-hostesses. And this is our guest for the week. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Grace. It's really cool to be here.
Glad you're here.
Yeah. She's also my roommate.
AKA wife.
That too. That's why she's my roommate. Today we're going to be talking about devotional life. And what it is, why it's important, and we're really excited because this is a big deal.
Yeah.
And so, Grace, could you just start us off by answering the question, what is a devotional life?
Yeah. So devotional life can be like commonly known as like just like quiet time with Jesus, just like spending time with Jesus, getting to know like who he is and his character, and through like reading like the Bible, through like prayer and worship. It's just like devotion to Jesus, like devoting yourself to Jesus.
Yeah, I think about Devo life, and I don't know. I think there's like something I keep forgetting, but I feel like there's kind of like a saying people say. Maybe y'all know, but it's like something. It's not a something. It's a relationship. Like,
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter, but someone will probably comment or something. But like when you talk about that, I think something that for me, when I think about Devo life, it really is like a relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I was thinking the other day, like, me and Christopher are friends. We've been friends for a long time. But the friendship that we have right now isn't what it's always been. Like, we didn't start out having inside jokes. We didn't start out having like these life experiences together. And I don't know. I feel like with Jesus, it's that too. Like you just said, trying to spend time with him, getting to know who he is, and being okay with, like, I don't know, not knowing him at first. Because if you think you're just going to know him, then he's probably not worth knowing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
it's like you don't get to the point where you're like, oh yeah, I know everything about Jesus, but like you get to keep learning.
So that makes it
like exciting and like fun.
Yeah. It's like a real friendship. Like, if I know everything about my friend, then what do I do? Like, it's not like an achievement. Like, oh yeah, check that off. Check that guy off. I know everything about him. Like, we get to know each other. Yeah. So
yeah,
it's cool.
And I think like it's, we're not talking about, anything today that like might be completely new to a lot of people who are already walking with Jesus. But you know, there is like some really like important aspects of a devotional life that without them, you know, you're because it is a relationship, your relationship with God really could and most likely / definitely will suffer.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was good. I think, Grace, that you said like, that's basically your quiet time with the Lord, because we call it devotional life because it is devotion.
Yes.
If you call it quiet time, that's fine. It's not like we're trying to like get you to change your lingo or anything. I just wanted to clarify, it's not like there's this quiet time over here and we're talking about something, you know, different inherently. If you call it quiet time, cool. You can keep doing that if you want. I think for me, when I think about devotional life, like when I was growing up, I went to church like all throughout like being a kid, and like when I got to college, I had like already like read parts of the Bible, here and there, or you know, I was like in a like high school Bible study, so like you know, we went through the Bible there. I'd never read it like cover to cover or anything like that. And so, you know, my idea of like what a devotional life or my relationship with God, really did exist mainly within the walls of a church. And there wasn't much intentional time set aside, you know, throughout the week spent with Jesus until I got to college, got involved with Chi Alpha, and it was cool. It was crazy because like everyone around me was using this phrase, devotional life. And I think what really helped me like develop one from the get-go was just all of my new friends, who I like was learning to trust, getting super close to, seeing what their life was like and seeing how they like genuinely love Jesus and they genuinely love me and they're genuinely fighting for other people to know him as well. All have a devotional life. And so I don't think I assimilated. I think I saw the importance of it, you know, and then realized that, man, this thing really does. This thing is important, and I want to know how to have one. And so, but yeah, like, do you guys remember the first time, like, y'all heard devotional life or saw someone have it?
So I grew up in church, and so you, like, you always hear, like, you should read your Bibles. Like, every pastor says it, like, every Sunday, and I was like, and I didn't see a lot of people do it. And then, so in high school, I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it. And so I started reading my Bible. I started with Isaiah, which was the worst book to start with because I had no idea what was happening. But I like muscled through it. And, but it was like, even though I didn't understand what was going on half the time, it was like, I was like in like Jesus's presence. Yeah, so I was like, I started to like desire to like read more. And then, it was when I came to college and I got involved like in a small group. Like my small group leader loved Jesus, like, and I could tell like her time with Jesus wasn't just like just like powering through it. It was like enjoying like his presence, and so like that changed like the way it looked like for me as well.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I can remember, kind of similar to what you guys were saying, just kind of like being in small group, and before that I did not have. I read the Bible when I was a kid, but it's because I got in trouble one time and I got sent to my room and told to read my Bible. And that's the only time I remember reading my Bible when I was a kid. And so, you know, that probably helped something, and you know, I'm here today because of it. But like when I started to like really kind of take this seriously for myself, I was the same way. I was like, dude, I was like, where would I even start reading this? Like, I don't know. Do I start at the beginning? You know, whatever. And so, the thing I think that made me, I saw my friends have it, and I knew there was something different about their, and I'm going to keep talking about this, like relationship with Jesus that I thought I had. But if you kind of like put me and my friends next to each other, it was like, nah, that you don't have one. And I saw that. I think that the main difference was that they had what we'd call like a daily devotion to Jesus. Like they spent time with him, not because they got in trouble and were made to, or not because, I mean, it's a good place to start, like kind of like just doing it to do it, like starting a discipline, but they like enjoyed being alone in their room with their Bible. like what, dude? No way. Like I didn't even believe that happened. And I think one thing that kind of hit me really hard was, here in John 15, verse 15, it says, "No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends." And I don't, that's probably out of context when I like had read it before, but I was like, what the heck? Jesus wants, like, I want to know Jesus. He's awesome. Like, he saved me and he's blessed me, but also like, he's a big deal. But man, I'm a punk, you know? And when I heard that, I don't even think I read it. I think I heard someone say it. I was just like blown away. Like, Jesus wants to be my friend. And I'm not just kind of like tag along, like little brother, or, you know, annoying guy that's like, hey, Jesus, can I hang out with you today? he wants me to be with him, and he's actually inviting me over to his house. He's inviting me to come hang out with him. And I think once that started, I was like, never, even if I didn't know how to have a devotional life, I knew I wanted one. Yeah. And from that moment, it was like, dude, yes, like I want to be with Jesus every single day as much as I can. And so anyways, that's kind of how I saw and gained a desire to have a devo life.
And so just to clarify, when we, you know, say devo life, you know, we're talking about reading your Bible,
yeah,
obviously, but even like intentional time in prayer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Talking to the Lord, because he's a person,
yeah,
and it's a relationship, so you can talk to him, which is crazy that the creator, loving God of the universe, like wants a relationship, mm-hmm, with us. It's pretty mind-blowing. So you can talk to God. It's like crazy. Like even like putting on music.
Yeah.
Like worship music, you know, like even if it's just like first thing in the morning, like Grace's default, she'll like, you know, start the tea, you know, and then, you know, go like get, you know, whatever ready. And I'm like straight to the Xbox, turn on Spotify, just like,
not
yeah,
play but, it.
Yeah. Not in the morning. Maybe on Saturday. But yeah, like even just like worship music, mm-hmm, even if it's just in the background, is like my mind is on the Lord more if I like hear songs being sung about him. And then recently been trying to like memorize more scripture. So like all of that stuff is like, because it's a relationship and these are all things that like, if I'm doing them, then it will lead to like greater friendship with God.
Right.
And like me changing to be like him. There's definitely times where I've read or been in prayer or even like singing like a worship song and I'm like, oh, Lord, forgive me. You know, like I'm so, you know, selfish in this way, you know? Yeah. And so it really is like, get ready. If you're going to spend time with Jesus consistently, you're going to see some stuff wrong with yourself, yeah, which is awesome because God wants him to be like you. I don't know. It's like super crazy. Thinking about how he really does want time with me.
Yeah.
And in the same way that I would like, I can either play disc golf with Charles or we can go drink coffee and just hang out at his house. Not mine. just kidding. He was over last night.
It's true.
Like both of those activities, like our time with Charles and like,
yeah, right,
time together. Mm-hmm. And so.
Oh yeah. 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 That's good. I think that's right. And were you finished? Sorry.
Yeah.
That just got me thinking, yeah, like, I mean, what you said was so good where you said you were reading the Bible, but you were, yes, you were reading the Bible, but what'd you say? I was in the presence of Jesus, mm-hmm, even reading Isaiah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like key because, well, I guess two things. One, if you think of it that way, it's not like, oh, dude, like, I got to do this again, you know, like, or like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to have to give up doing these other things in order to spend time with Jesus again today. Like, I've never really had that attitude towards it, at least since that moment that I realized that he wanted to spend time with me, you know? But also, I think you're onto something because you can, it's abiding with Jesus. It's living with Jesus.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to what we're talking about, like a daily devotion to him, one of the best ways is kind of like the best way for me. And I think the best way for all people to know who he is to spend time in the Bible.
Right, yeah.
And that's not the only way.
Right. It's like the primary way.
Yes. And I think that's like a distinction that I hear sometimes with guys where it's like, well, I just like to pray, you know, or something. And I'm like, that's good. You should want to pray. But who are you praying to? Because if you're not reading the Bible, you might as well just be praying to Moon Spirit or, you know, the Great Eagle, yeah, you know. And so, I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to read the Bible to like get to know like who Jesus is and, yes, like his character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I mean, if you don't, then you're just like, it'd just be like listening to sermons and just taking like what this other person had to say, like about Jesus from their time with him. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a secondhand relationship. It's not like a firsthand, like I'm like hanging out with Jesus. I'm like talking with him. I'm like reading like his word, letting him speak to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really good. I wouldn't be like, if I want to be your friend, I'm not going to be like, oh, Christopher, like, tell me everything about grace. That would be so like weird. Like, why would I ever do that? But people in small groups, people in, you know, all these different things where it's like, I love God. And it's like, okay, well, have you read the Bible? Well, no. It's like, well, what God do you love? I just think it's so important to prioritize. Yeah. Does that make sense? Like prioritize looking at God throughout the Bible. I mean, it's really not that hard. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Just something that like probably a couple times a month that I think about when it comes to like what's in the Bible is, for example, Genesis 1, first book of the Bible, verse 3, just the three words that it starts off with, and God said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are the recorded words of God.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah. You know, like, you know, oh, you know, you hear Kanye said this.
Or yeah, right.
Donald Trump, or, you know, both current U.S. president candidates sorry, a few weeks ago. Or, you know, like, Tom Cruise or
back in the day.
Yeah. I'm 30.
Like, no one cares.
I don't know, Queen like, of England, you know, like whoever, you're like, oh, you hear what so-and-so said, and like, you know, Xbox streamers,
right,
or,
yeah.
you know, whatever, but it's like, and God said, like, these, like, if anyone's words are, like, important to know, or, like, if you could know what anyone said at any point in time, like, the Bible contains multiple quotes
from most of it
which is so crazy. It's like I don't know, just that's because, like, you know, what I say reflects who I am.
Yes, right.
What I do reflects who I am, and so the Bible is full of things that God has said and things that God has done.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we read it, we see a picture of who God is.
And
that's like kind of like, you know, I know what we're all saying is why the Bible is so important to read is because of those things.
Yeah. And I think it really is like the foundation. I mean, whatever we're talking about, whether it's a Bible or, I mean, we were just laughing about this book we want to steal, Tramp for the Lord by Corey Ten Boom. Like, if you've read The Hiding Place, or if you've read Knowledge of the Holy or C.S. Lewis or any of these things, that is also putting your mind on Jesus. And if it's, I mean, that's important. And what we're talking about truly is like devoting our lives, our heart, soul, and mind. I'm not gonna point at each one, but, you know, what you just said is so good. Input equals output.
Yeah.
If I'm spending time with Jesus, what do we say? You become like what you behold.
Yeah.
And if I'm looking at Jesus every day and I'm hanging out with him every single day, daily, not Sunday, not Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever my small group meets, but every single day on my own, I'm building a relationship with Jesus, whether that's for the first time ever, whether it's 10 years in. You know, there's always someone who started walking with Jesus after me, but there's always people who started walking with Jesus before me too. And so I always feel like I'm kind of in this middle ground, you know, where I'm like looking at these people's lives and Devo lives, and then helping people with their Devo lives. And I just feel like if I become like who I behold or what I behold, that really, really, really matters.
Yeah.
Because if it's just, I'm going to pray to the God that I heard about one time, well, what am I beholding? Truly, it's just me. Like, I'm just praying to myself.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Or like your old perception of who God is.
Yeah. Or like your aunt or someone who you is like just like the most holy person you can think of. You're kind of just praying to them. You know what I'm saying? Like truly, it's not like you'd be like, dear aunt, but you would be like praying and trying to sort out what God looks like as like a godly person. So that might be grace. And so I'm like praying to grace, but that's not good enough because you're awesome, but I don't want to become you. You know what I'm saying? I want to become like Jesus, because I'm just becoming like you. I'm falling short, even though that would be awesome, you know? And so there's just like, I think there's like a almost like a warning in there, but also like, hey, when we talk about daily devotion to Jesus, this is a huge deal. And yeah, it's necessary, I think. Right. Does that, how would y'all, I don't know. I think it's necessary. I don't think I can quite articulate that it's necessary. How would you articulate that?
I think there's so many reasons like why like the Bible is like necessary. Like we were talking about, like there's like so many different views of like who God is.
Yes.
And if you like don't read the Bible, you're like, you're not really going to know.
Yeah.
And right,
yeah.
Like the Bible, like the way like we like see God in the Bible is like, that is who he really is. Mm-hmm. And so without that, like you can't know.
Yeah, that's right. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, like if you think about anyone that you hang out with, mm-hmm. You start to become like them as well.
Yeah, right.
And so you're like, your character reflects your friendship. Mm-hmm. And so your hobbies, your behavior, whatever you want to call it, you know,
right.
Simply put, your character. There's things that I do or ways that I act or think like things that I say because my friends do or say those mm-hmm. things. And that's not inherently good or bad, you know.
It just is.
Right. Yeah. And so we're absorbers. and so when we spend time with God, we're like absorbing God.
Yeah.
That sounds super weird. you know, but like we see how he acts.
That's right.
And then like just time spent around him naturally leads to us like becoming like him in character. Yeah. And so that's, you know, Jesus gave his life. We talked about it a week or two ago, you know, not just to save us from hell, but to make us new people.
Yes.
And so part of being made new and being made like Jesus is a big part of it is spending time with him. Like, reading, what's in his word.
Mm-hmm.
So for you guys, like, I don't know. I want to hear like what your current devotional life looks like.
Mine?
Yeah.
It's different almost every single day, truly. My optimal Devo life would be getting up a little late, having coffee and reading the Bible and a book and then probably listening to music. But there is a little 1-year-old monkey child that runs around my house and demands attention.
Charles
and
has a kid.
I do.
A kid.
He's awesome. He's also not a monkey.
Yeah, not some random baby monkey. Running around.
No, he's great, but man, he demands attention. He's clumsy. He's top heavy. he falls down. He gripes when he falls down, and he falls down forward. He'll stand up and then fall down backwards. And so that kind of like serene, like, lake looking, you know, Devo life right now is not real. And so it's actually been really fun this semester, this year, to understand that God is not confined to that idea of what my devotional life should look like.
Yeah.
I actually listened, like on my headphones to the Bible a lot more this year, than I ever have. Recently I've been watching, more and more videos, as that kind of distracts him. And so I'm able to do that and going on walks to pray. I can't unless I like want to stick Katie with a crying baby only so that I can pray and still hear him crying. We have to figure out like creative ways to do that. And I know that's true. It's kind of cool to talk about this right now because everybody that's going to be watching this is going to be in a new situation. They're going to be at home after they've been at college for 3 months with a roommate, with nobody else, like kind of their own time. Now you're stuck back in your old house with your family and maybe some crazy stuff going on or whatever. And it's time to get creative. And so, yeah, I try to read. not just like a verse. I try to read like several chapters of my Bible. I try to read at least like one chapter from another book. Right now I'm reading Screwtape Letters, enjoying it. And then spend time in prayer throughout the day, whether I'm walking to campus, whether I'm on a walk, or whether I'm like up late, you know, and everyone else is asleep at the house or whatever. Like I'm just trying to like, okay, this is a good time to pray. And not just like, oh, this would be a finally time I can watch YouTube, or this is like a great time for me to be able to read this thing. You know, like I'm like, no, I want to pray. Not that I need to, I do need to. But I actually want to because of kind of like the limited time that I have right now.
Yeah.
So right now it's a little more constant.
Yeah.
But it looks like that.
Yeah. That's cool. And what you said reminded me of what, like this, I don't know, really like healthy way to look at a lot of things, but especially like when it comes to our devotional life. And Grace, you said, it in a different way earlier, basically it was like, you know, you started off with disciplining yourself,
right,
to read your Bible. And then you actually started wanting to.
Yeah.
You desired to. And then you started to enjoy it. And so there's this, you know, saying we have, discipline leads to desire, which turns into delight.
Right.
And that's so cool because, you know, when me and you moved up here, you and I, with other people, not just the two of us, it was like, sorry, I moved up here. It was not always the most fun hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, like, right. Like we lived together, but like we weren't like the best, like bestest of friends.
Yeah, and we didn't hardly know each other.
Yeah, right. Like you annoyed me a lot.
Yeah, you annoyed me a lot.
And so, because you're wrong.
I was.
But, you know, it was like sometimes a discipline to like, I have to hang out with Charles because we have to be best friends.
Yes.
Because if the kingdom of God is going to be built at WVU, then that's only going to happen if me and you are best friends.
Right.
And so we like, there was a certain amount of discipline.
Yes.
Yeah. In our relationship at the start. And I was like, oh, yeah, I want to hang out with Charles. You know, more desire than discipline. And then now it's like, I don't feel like I'm disciplining myself to hang out with you, you know, like that'd be like really weird at this point in our friendship,
right?
To feel that way. And so the same thing is like true with the Lord. You kind of make yourself hang out with him at first, I think a lot of times, and then you want to, and then you delight in it. And so, yeah, like starting off my freshman year of college, that was like, you know, especially true for me.
Oh, yeah.
I had to discipline myself. And it turned into desire and to delight. And I think I like cycle through that a lot of times.
Yeah,
it's not
absolutely.
Like, you know, since my freshman year of college, you know, I've been
delight.
Like, just, you know, like all delight.
Right.
And so yeah, like it's, but yeah, that's just like so huge to know that, like, if you feel like you're struggling to read your Bible, like, you're the same as literally every single person who like has ever
read your exactly. Bible. Yeah. Yeah. What, I guess like, what are some tips or like tricks that you would suggest? Like if someone's watching this, most people here are going to be, maybe this is their first year in Chi Alpha, maybe like their first semester in Chi Alpha. So like, what advice are like, I don't know, tips would you give someone if they're just starting out? Because we've been walking with God for years. Yeah. I mean, long time.
Yeah, and like, so, what does it take to start?
Yeah. What's the starting point?
I'd say the first point would be to talk to your small group leader. Just, like, ask them, like their story with, like, their devo life, and ask them, like, where to start. The Gospels, great place to start.
Yeah.
Like, get to see, like,
is...
Jesus's life, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right.
Getting to see, like, Jesus's life, like his death and like resurrection. Mm-hmm. And it's just really sweet. You have to do like some creative things sometimes. Yeah. Like for me, I listen to like the Bible as I read because, you know,
oh, yeah, cool.
ADD struggles. And so, yeah, just like finding out what works for you. It's like going to be trying different things, like walking around while you pray, or like,
yes,
go for a drive, or, you know,
That's awesome. Yeah. It kind of makes me think of two things, like Devo life is a relationship. I know I've said that 100 times, but it is a relationship, man. if I could talk to every single small group, which I'm hopefully doing, it's a relationship. Devo life is a relationship. And you just said it so good. Find out what works for you. That is a great starting point. Yeah. For me, me and Christopher play games together. I don't necessarily think that you love playing games with him the way that I do. You guys might watch movies together, but we're still like, our friendships are different, but we still have a relationship with each other. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's the same with Jesus. Like, just get around him.
Yeah.
Like my main tip is actually kind of like a what not to do. And it's to say, your small group leader is awesome. that is going to be, you are looking at them as your big brother or your big sister, and they are just incredible. They didn't just start having a deal of life yesterday. They've been walking with Jesus for some time at this point. And for you to think that you're going to have that friendship with God that they have today is silly. Truly. And so for you to just have, I don't need to be a gold medal, A+ star at this yet.
Yeah.
But I want to get there. Devo life is a relationship. Yeah. And I want to have a good relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Right.
I need to have a good relationship with Jesus eventually. But today we're strangers, and that's okay. But it's not okay to stay there. You know what I'm saying? And I think that is like, for me, like I think back to me as a freshman, and that's what my small group leader showed me. Like, that I can know Jesus like he does, but I don't yet.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think another thing too, just, I did not grow up for 18 years of my life loving to read every single day, like loads and loads of pages or words or books or anything, you know? Reading the Bible was like kind of like the way that I actually started loving to read.
Oh, that's cool.
And so, yeah. So like, if you're in the excuse, if you're in the camp of I don't like to read.
Yeah.
Right there. Actually, I was there. That was me. It is not an excuse to not spend time in the Bible. Or start listening to it while you read it, if that's helpful.
Find a way. That's right.
But yeah, the focus isn't, the focus of a devotional life isn't to have a devotional life.
Right.
The focus of having a devotional life is to know Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
And so if you're thinking, you know, oh man, my devo life sucks, I'm a failure, you know, that's not like the attitude. It's, man, I want to know God.
Yes. Yeah. That's
right. And so in order to get there, I have to have a devo life. And so if you do that, you know, like Jesus, we've been saying it for a little while, is the treasure hidden in the field.
Yeah, that's right.
And to get to know him is like the most valuable thing in the world. And so the primary way we do that is through reading the Bible every single day, spending time with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yeah, that's what it takes.
Yep.
And so, yeah, like Grace said, ask your small group leader how they do it, how they started to learn, because they're pretty sweet. And yeah, they know God, and they can show you how to know him too.
That's right.
But yeah, that's it. We're out of time.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and wrap it up. If you could like and subscribe, you know, because that's the thing to do. And also check out the discussion questions at the bottom. The link will be in the YouTube video and Spotify and podcast. So you guys have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Grace.
Yeah, thank you, Grace. It's been awesome. And we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.